Idealist, Building Integrity, by Tamara Letham Bailey. There's that word again. You're not sure what integrity means, only that you're supposed to have it. Having integrity means your actions are consistent with your beliefs. It means you have courage to do what you know is right, even when no one is watching. It means you are honest in all aspects of your life. Each time you do what is right, your personal integrity increases. Here are some ways you can practice integrity. If you have a job, put in an honest hour of work for each hour of pay. If you promise to be somewhere at a certain time, be there. Return what you borrow. See Mosiah chapter 4, verse 28. Keep your promises. Do what you say you will do. Refrain from criticizing others behind their back. Don't listen to or repeat gossip. Be dependable. Do your chores and schoolwork without being reminded. Honor all laws, such as speed limits, seatbelt laws, and bicycle helmet and hand signal laws. Be honest in your schoolwork. Never cheat. Admit when you are wrong. Apologize if your error has hurt someone else. Be responsible with your money. When mistakes are made in your favor at a store or bank, correct them as soon as possible. Be truthful. Avoid even little white lies and half-truths. Speak up when your silence might allow someone to believe something that is not true. Never let anyone persuade you to do something you know is wrong. Read Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 10. During the sacrament, remind yourself to keep these promises you made at baptism. Got any bright ideas? President Hinckley has asked us to reach out to recent converts and less active members. What can teens do to help these members feel they are a part of the ward or branch family? Send your ideas to Idealist, New Era, 50 East North Temple Street, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150. Or email us at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Please send your ideas by August 1st, 1999. End of Idealist, Building Integrity, by Tamara Letham Bailey.